Picture a defense contractor with a revolutionary aircraft that could transform remote logistics, hovering like a helicopter, landing like a blimp, carrying massive cargo to impossible locations. The technology worked. Customers were interested. Yet for 8 years, Lockheed Martin let this opportunity gather dust. Why would any rational company delay capitalizing on proven innovation? The answer reveals something uncomfortable. Our greatest business successes often become invisible prisons, trapping us in ways of thinking that once brought triumph, but now guarantee irrelevance. While Blockbuster perfected late fees, Netflix reimagined entertainment delivery. While Nokia dominated mobile phones, Apple redefined what phones could be. The difference wasn't technology, it was the courage to abandon business models that still seemed to be working. Every company operates within familiar boundaries, specific customers, established processes, predictable revenue streams. This comfortable territory feels like the entire world until you glimpse what lies beyond, opportunities that don't fit your current approach, markets your organization isn't built to serve, problems your existing model can't profitably solve. This unexplored terrain is white space, potential business undefined by your current model, where assumptions run high and knowledge runs low. White space exists wherever your current approach stops working. For Lockheed Martin, commercializing their hybrid airship meant venturing far beyond military contracts into unfamiliar territory, building commercial sales teams, developing industry expertise, creating customizable offerings, adopting entirely different financial structures. Everything that made them successful in defense contracting became irrelevant, even counterproductive, in this new space. Your business model has four interdependent components. First, the customer value proposition. What job are you helping people accomplish? Whole Foods solved accessing high-quality, health-conscious foods aligned with environmental values. Second, the profit formula. How you capture value through revenue models and cost structures. Amazon revolutionized book retailing by reducing inventory holding from 168 days to 17, creating 41 days of positive cash flow. Third, key resources. Unique assets like people, technology, and brand. Fourth, key processes. Repeatable methods for delivering value consistently. The paradox. Mechanisms ensuring consistent delivery become the greatest obstacles to new business models. Your past success programs your organization to reject innovations ensuring future survival. Apple's iPod wasn't revolutionary, but iTunes Store created a tightly integrated ecosystem, transforming Apple from a struggling $5.4 billion computer maker into a $133 billion lifestyle media leader within 5 years. Markets evolved predictably. Initially, customers pay premiums for functionality. Once offerings reach good enough performance, competition shifts to reliability, then convenience, finally commoditizing with cost competition. When Dow Corning's premium silicone products commoditized, they created Xiameter, a separate web-based unit offering standard products at 15 to 20% discounts for customers needing no technical support. The richest opportunities hide among non-consumers, people excluded from existing products because they're too expensive, complicated, or inaccessible. Hindustan Unilever's Shakti initiative partnered with village women as micro-entrepreneurs rather than using traditional retail in rural India. This required entirely new capabilities, working with self-help groups, NGOs, and government organizations. Despite losing money for 3 years, Shakti scaled to 45,000 entrepreneurs by 2007, reaching 100,000 villages and generating $100 million in sales while doubling household incomes. Today, 70,000 representatives serve 4 million households across three continents. Minute Clinic recognized that while medical knowledge had advanced dramatically, healthcare delivery hadn't. By disaggregating rule-based diagnostics from complex procedures, they created pharmacy-based kiosks where nurse practitioners could diagnose common conditions. Hilti transformed even more radically, shifting from selling premium power tools to providing fleet management services. After piloting with 8 customers in 2000, they rolled out globally within 3 years, managing over 1 million tools for 100,000 customers by 2015. Entire industries face sudden disruption from 3 forces: unpredictable demand changes, discontinuous technology shifts, and dramatic policy changes. The defense industry exemplifies this. During the Cold War, militaries valued large-scale weapon systems, but post-9/11 wars demanded mobile body armor, protected vehicles, and decentralized communications, requiring entirely new business models. Disruption is treacherous because the same technology creates opportunity for one company while devastating another. The internet enhanced Charles Schwab's discount brokerage, but destroyed Encyclopedia Britannica. Mini-mill technology enabled Nucor to undercut Big Steel, gradually transforming the entire industry. Over 30% of business model innovations in the early 2000s were internet-enabled, yet the same force devastated travel agencies, newspapers, and music retailers. The lesson? Technology without a viable business model creates expensive failures, while business model innovation, paired with the right technology, drives genuine transformation. Technology without viable business models creates expensive failures. Amazon's growth from $4 billion 2002 to $107 billion 2015 demonstrates how digital technology paired with business model innovation drives transformation. After disrupting book retail, Amazon launched a marketplace for third-party sellers, then identified white space entirely outside retail, launching Amazon Web Services with completely different processes and profit formulas. By 2016, AWS generated $12.2 billion in revenue and over half the company's operating profit, fundamentally reimagining how Amazon creates value across multiple business models simultaneously. Microsoft's transformation under Satya Nadella shows even dominant companies must reinvent their core business models. Facing existential threats from cloud-based subscriptions, Nadella launched a cloud-first, mobile-first strategy, making Windows free for small-screen devices and open-sourcing programming tools, moves unthinkable under previous leadership. This required abandoning inside-out thinking focused on existing products to embrace outside-in thinking focused on unmet customer jobs. Instead of asking, "What do you need?" successful innovators ask, "What are you trying to get done?" revealing genuine market opportunities rather than phantom segments based on demographics. Zara revolutionized fashion retail by focusing on helping customers feel good about how they look, creating an integrated supply chain delivering new designs in 15 days versus the industry's 15 months. Established companies failed to capitalize on clear opportunities because invisible forces preserve the status quo. Business rules, norms, and metrics that once enabled success now poison innovation. Organizations develop loyalty to successful business models, creating guardians that eliminate threats in 3 ways. First, the non-dog dilemma. Ideas lacking familiar DNA face benign neglect. Digital equipment dismissed personal computers because they differed from mini computers in customers, margins, and manufacturing. Second, forcing the fit. Organizations modify innovations until they conform to existing paradigms, serving no one. Third, direct elimination. New initiatives die when core businesses struggle, fear cannibalization, or demand premature growth. The profit formula becomes particularly rigid as financial executives reject innovations with different margin structures. The doctrine of marginal costs misleads by comparing new models' full investment against existing infrastructure's marginal costs, systematically favoring the status quo. Without explicit guidance, middle managers rarely embrace new business models while retaining core responsibilities. No one serves two masters. Financial pressures compound when organizations demand new ventures match mature business profitability, ignoring fundamentally different economics. Peter Drucker observed that every organization's theory of the business eventually becomes obsolete. With the average S&P 500 company lifespan shrinking from 33 years in 1965 to a projected 10 years by 2027, businesses must be built to transform rather than merely built to last. This requires becoming model thinkers who understand both current and new models as complex systems. Leaders must authorize focused teams dedicated to new ventures, teams with authority to establish their own business rhythm and develop new rules supporting new customer value propositions. Your greatest business successes will inevitably become obsolete. The question isn't whether you'll need to reinvent your business model, but whether you'll have the courage to abandon what's working today to seize what will work tomorrow. Companies that thrive won't be those with the best technology or resources. They'll be the ones willing to question their own success, explore white space beyond their comfort zones, and build entirely new business models while their current ones still generate profits. This counterintuitive wisdom that you must disrupt yourself before someone else does separates enduring companies from cautionary tales.